WBUR Boston. I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Somebody made you mean, that's not how it's supposed to be. You're ready to challenge or defend, never but for all the wrong reasons. How much do we really need? A question if you have to ask just means what it means. A question that says everything. More than two decades ago, in 1985, Amy Ray and Emily Saliers first came together as the Indigo Girls. Their sound was somehow earthy and angelic, on life and love, politics, gender, sexuality, on being. They're a duo, but they're not the same. Their new album is Despite Our Differences. This hour on Point, Indigo Girls, Emily Saliers and Amy Ray on a long partnership in music and their lives beyond. You can join the conversation. Have you been there with the Indigo Girls for those 20 years, keeping time with Galileo and Closer to Fine? What do you hear in their voices, in the strands of their harmony? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Joining me now from Atlanta, Georgia, are the Indigo Girls, Amy Ray and Emily Saliers. Their first major release in 1989, their self-titled album Indigo Girls won a Grammy and went double platinum. A dozen albums on. Their latest is Despite Our Differences. They'll be touring this fall to cities across the country. Emily Saliers, Amy Ray, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you right there in Atlanta. We want to talk. We want to hear you play. You're there. You've got your mics and you've got your guitars and you've got a new album out. We'd love to hear something from it right off the bat, if you'd be good enough. There's a song, Pendulum
Sure.
Swingers. Tell us about it and sing it for us. What do you got here?
Well, it's a little bit of a purging. It's an anti-Bush song.
Oh, okay.
Can I say that? Of course I can.
Sure. That's what it is.
It's about, you know, aggressive posturing and a climate of fear, and coming from that place is not what is going to lead us to live our lives most fulfilled. It's the epicenter love that's going to do it for us. And it's also, it talks about patriarchy. It's a pro-feminist song and works on the church and all kinds of stuff. So it's got a bunch of stuff I was trying to work out in my head.
Sounds like an Indigo Girls song to me. Emily Saliers,
totally
Amy Ray,
let's
hear it. Pendulum Swinger.
Together periodically, and I got a bad case I can't shake off of me. The fevered wandering round, wondering how it ought to be. You work in the system, and you see possibilities, and you're glistening eyes. Show the hell you wanna give them. When they back off the mic for once and give it to a woman. I dream like a mad one. I catch as catch can. I'm a psychic and a lay woman.
I see love
and I like to make it happen. And what we get from your war walk is the ticker of the nation breaking down like a bad clock. I want the pendulum to swing again, so that all your mighty men it was just spitting in the wind. It doesn't come by the bullwhip. It's not persuaded with your hands on your hips. And it's not the company of gunslingers. The epicenter love is a pendulum swinger. She is, she is. It's fine about the old scroll Sanskrit, Gnostic Gospels, the Da Vinci Code's a smash hit. Are we dying just to read it and relate? It's too hard just to go by a blind faith. But they left out the sisters. I've been praying to a father god so long I really missed her. The goddess of benevolence. And you should listen to your mama if you have a lick of sense left. Doesn't come by the bullwhip. It's not persuaded with your hands on your hips. And it's not the company of gunslingers. The epicenter love is the pendulum swinger. She is, she is, she is, she is. Pushed under by the main press, buried
drop in the bucket, but just enough science to keep from saying, until the last drop of sun burns a sweet light. Plenty revolutions left until we get this thing right. It doesn't come by the bullwhip. It's not persuaded with your hands on your hips. And it's not the company of gunslingers. It's the epicenter of love. It's the pendulum swinger.
Pendulum Swinger from the Indigo Girls' new album, Despite Our Differences. That one written by Emily Saliers and there with Amy Ray as well. And Amy's got a lot of her tunes, of course, on this album as well. The Indigo Girls, who famously compose alone and sing together and solo. Amy Ray, thank you for being with us as well. It's wonderful to have you.
It's good to be here.
What a song. You've been doing it for 20-some years. And you got a song here, along with Emily, Pendulum Swingers. You're very political singers. So where's the pendulum swung while you've been doing it?
Back and forth a little bit. We're hoping for a big political pendulum swing in the very near future. But, I mean, we've had sort of a long path together. It started out with not any long-term goals, just a friendship, a couple friends who both played guitar and wrote songs together. And little by little, we started playing gigs for our school and then out in bars. And then we started making our own records and doing tours. And one thing led to another and a record contract. And so it's been just an amazing journey with the pendulum not swinging too much in terms of why we create music and why we do it together and what it means to us and how we love our fans. So that's remained the same over the years.
A lot of fans listening very closely for a long time, particularly to the tenor and tone and individuals and these two voices that come together so tightly in this harmony. But I think on this album we can see the very different individual characters as well. Emily, you wrote this one. Let me put just the political question to you. I mean, here you've been singing your hearts out very publicly for 20 years or so now. What do you feel about the way the political pendulum of the country is swung? You say plenty of revolutions left until we get this thing right. Where has it been going? Where's it going now?
Oh, I don't know exactly. I mean, we have hope for the future. I think that human beings are resilient and capable of quite amazing and mystical things. And it's not the kind of behavior that you see represented by this current administration, though, in my opinion. You know, I think we've been living in a climate of fear, aggression, preemptive strike, isolationism in a global economy. And I just think that kind of approach to politics and a lack of diplomacy is just not sustainable in a very complicated world. And I mean, a lot of what the record and the title, Despite Our Differences, about is a hope that even despite our differences culturally or in terms of religion or whatever it is, that we can coexist and that we can coexist in peace. That's the hope. But it has to come about through policy and diplomacy and things like that. So we're hoping for a political swing, as we've talked about. But, you know, it's a long journey. It's an evolution. And we just got to stick to it.
I see love, and I like to make it happen. You're right here. Amy Ray, it's a lot of years you've been singing. Do you have that confidence in the love piece of things after all that time?
In the love piece of everything?
Well,
in
this is a pretty political song, but Emily wants to put love right in the middle of those politics. Does that work?
Well, I think, I mean, I've always felt like the personal is political, and political is personal. You know, it affects each other, and your world is your personal world, and how you treat yourself and the way you see yourself and the ability to just be who you are and have confidence and love yourself. And then that extends to the person next to you, and that extends to your community, and that extends to the world. And I think it's an important element, you know, in that kind of way.
Do you think that the national audience has grown more or less receptive to the Indigo Girls' view of things in the years you've been singing, Amy?
It changes, you know. It waxes and wanes. I mean, and it's hard to tell. You know, our audience is so great and so open, and there are people in our audience that don't always agree with our politics, and they just want to partake of the music, and there's other people that are very politically minded. And one thing that we have seen over the years, for sure, is the diversity of our audience has grown, which is a great sign that people are willing to come to a show together and get along, you know, whether they're queer or straight or rich or poor or young or old or, you know, of any race. And so that certainly, you know, has changed over time, and that's a good sign. But the, you know, it goes through cycles. We've seen a lot. We've seen a lot of change in radio. We've seen a lot of change in media, and it's been good to see it all.
We want to hear a lot more from the new album, Despite Our Differences, from the Indigo Girls, and from you, Amy Ray, and Emily Saliers as well. Listeners, you can join us. Have the Indigo Girls been your soundtrack for 20 years? And what do you hear in the harmony of these braided voices? We're at 1-800-423-8255. Here's I Believe in Love from the new album, Despite Our Differences. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Taking time off we could steal until the thief of things unreconciled stuck a stick into the wheel. And now it's tumbling in a free fall. No one's gonna go unscathed. But it's not because you held back, and it's not how I behave. I wanna say that underneath it all, you are my friend. And the way
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking about two decades of making music and politics and life with the Indigo Girls. Amy Ray and Emily Saliers are with us, live from a studio in Atlanta, Georgia. You can join the conversation. What do you hear in the harmony of these voices? Do they sing your heart, your politics, your sexuality? What's the message in the sound of the Indigo Girls? We're at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Let's listen to one of Amy Ray's tracks off of their new album, Despite Our Differences. Pink comes in on this one. It's Rock and Roll Heaven's Gate. Amy Ray's Rock and Roll Heaven's Gate, complete with Pink and a bleep there from the Indigo Girls' new album, Despite Our Differences. Joanna's calling from Savannah, Georgia. Hi, Joanna. You're on the air with the Indigo Girls.
Thank you. I am so excited to hear you guys on the radio because I saw you perform with Joan Baez and Savannah many years ago, and it was right around the time my mom came out of the closet with her homosexuality. And I just wanted to say I've raised my children listening to you guys. We have a very loving and tolerant family. And y'all have helped me come to terms with any issues I might have had with my mom, my sister, and then just, you know, being tolerant and loving towards everyone. And you guys do speak to me. And I just really appreciate it. I've been there from Kid Fears, Closer I Am to Fine, and all the way to now.
Emily, what do you say to Joanna and Savannah?
Thanks, Joanna. That means a lot. I think whenever it sounds like possibly you struggled with the issue of homosexuality and then came around to a place of tolerance, and that's the most powerful testimony, is that you gave it some thought and worked it out in your life, and you had music as sort of a healing tool for you, and to me, that's what it's all about. So thanks for sharing your story.
Joanna, thanks a lot for calling. Emily, Amy, let me ask you both. I mean, here you were if I read this right, you were in elementary school together, and then in high school at Shamrock High outside of Decatur, not far from Decatur, Georgia, at a time when the whole gay issue was a lot less out of the closet than it is today. Was that an issue, a bond from the beginning? Did it come up later? And you know, how do you see it today in your work? Let me put it to each of you. Is it central? Is it just part of the spectrum of the things that inform and inspire you? Now, how do you, what's the history, and how do you look at it now?
Well, for me, this is Amy. I fell in love with a woman like my senior year in high school, and I didn't even know what the word for it, you know, because there was just no articulation in my, you know, where we grew up in the suburbs in Decatur of what it meant to be gay or what that word meant. So I definitely went through a lot of discovery from the complete innocence of just being in love with somebody to realizing it was bad and then to like coming around and embracing it and my family embracing it later on down the line. But it's for me, it's part of who I am. It definitely informs what I do, and it can't help but inform it, I think, when you're in the middle of a kind of a struggle for freedom from some, you know, prejudice with that. But as far as the bond with me and Emily, I don't know. You know, that definitely wasn't something that bonded us in the beginning. I think it was just the music, because we were really only like 16 years old, and it was sort of pre-discovery for both of us, and that sort of happened. After we were already friends, we sort of, you know, realized, well, I realized I was gay first, and I think Emily realized later on down the line, and then it became definitely a point of a bond, you know, to fight for it.
Emily, so it wasn't even on the table in those very early years of your singing life together?
No, I mean, as Amy was saying, there wasn't even a word for it, really, or not a word in our vocabulary. Yeah. I mean, we just, you know, look at it as love, or this is awesome, or something big is happening to me, but no way to describe it, really. But, you know, having Amy, both of us being out and being gay and having each other for a support system and being part of the evolution for gay rights has been very, very powerful and inspiring. It's nice to have a comrade, you know, in the struggle with you. And I think that we can, you know, garnish our strength together and then hopefully help other people out there in the world who are struggling in one way or another with regards to this issue.
It's great to have you with your guitars and your voices live with us today. I'd love to hear another song from the new album, Despite Our Differences, Lay My Head Down. Emily, this one's yours. Tell us about it before you sing.
Oh, man. I'm exhausted from these songs. This is a song about interpersonal relationship, the complexity of human interaction, and a place to lay your head down and just get some rest and trust in another human being despite all the chaos that's going around. Mm. It's a little bit about lost dreams, too.
We'd love to hear it. Lay My Head Down.
Kicked up a few notches. Look at us getting loose. She leans back against the wall and she watches, tugging her collar like it might be a noose. And everyone's tied to their thing, to the past or the drink or the date that they bring. I just get tired all of a sudden, taking it in. Down on you, because you're the only solid thing in this room, a room full of changes, strangers, illusion, confusion. I speak from my heart, but I'm not really sure if it's true. I wanna lay my head down. Out. And the only way you'll be satisfied is learning to live without. Well, some plan for the kingdom of heaven, and some take their chances and bet lucky seven. I don't know what to believe, I just show up and breathe anymore. I wanna lay my head down on you. you sat and talked in your car. Your things were all packed, and the place you were headed not really that far. Years later, I think that I would have been much more alive to have taken you up on your offer and taken that drive. Yeah, well, everything that's come before us leads us to where we are now. And that's simple, I know, so why can't I let go of the feeling that I'm lost somehow? I'm just a ghost looking in. I'm out of my own life, just visiting in search of a body to have and to hold and to keep and to sleep. I wanna lay my head down on you, because you're the only solid thing in this room. A room full of mischance, slow dance, cold fade, heartache. I showed up for a party, saw my life story full view. And I wanna lay my head down on you.
Emily Saliers and Amy Ray, the Indigo Girls, performing live for us from Atlanta. And what a gift of joy and beauty and mercy right there from the new album, Despite Our Differences, Lay My Head Down, that one by Emily. Thank you so much for that performance. Melissa's calling from Franklin, Massachusetts. Hi, Melissa, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say you had asked when you introduced the segment, had anyone been following the Indigo Girls all this time? And in a way, we have a coffee house. And listening to Indigo Girls all the way from Closer to Fine to Wounded Knee and everything in between.
And you and a whole lot of others. And is it still working for you? It must be in that tune.
It's just a great bath. A lot of joy and spirit in the singing, even as it raises very tough questions. It kind of put it in the camp with the John Mellencamp of raising really serious and important questions and examining ourselves, but still all about the music to start with, and which is why I think it's lasted and goes on so long.
All
and
that plus the beauty. It's wonderful. And Melissa, thank you very much for your call. We just want to hear more. Amy Ray, you've got a track here called Little Perennials. Tell us about it. What should we listen for?
It's kind of a simple song just about I have a large southern family, and they pop up like little perennials everywhere in my life. And sometimes I'm on the road and I feel a little grumpy, and then I see them and I'm reminded of just that it's worth it, you know.
Oh, perennial, come to me. Let's hear it. Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, the Indigo Girls.
Back in the long stretch of loneliness that I come to call living, I'm getting something for this love's labor, even when I am forgetting. That's as good as an invitation.
Amy Ray and Emily Saliers with Little Perennials from their new album, Despite Our Differences, The Indigo Girls. Was the harmony the big thing from the beginning? And have you stayed, I mean, it's as beautiful as ever, but is it still what you most want to do? You've both done solo things. Amy, is it still at the heart of the Indigo Girls, or are you looking in different directions beyond harmony now?
Well, for me, I think harmony and different guitar voicings sort of in harmony with each other is that's what we do. And so for me, I feel like we should always emphasize that. And it's been the thing that I've loved from the beginning, and I still love it. And it's what it's the magic for me is the harmony.
I want to look at the individual pieces of that. Emily Saliers, the line that's the name of the album, Despite Our Differences, comes from your I Believe in Love. Is it about the two of you at all, despite our differences?
It is. I mean, in a very obvious way, we are very different in terms of our personality and our sensibilities. And
describe those for us in a nutshell. What's the difference?
Well, like in terms of musical sensibilities, I think Amy has sort of like a punk rock heart, and I'm more of I'm influenced by groove and sort of a little bit more of a popster maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy's got obviously a much lower voice, and I have a higher voice, and so we always found that our differences work to our advantage. You know, for me, if I had a partner who was writing the same kind of songs I was or singing in the same vocal range, it'd be boring after a while, you know. The great thing about working with Amy is that because of her differences from me, I have a whole other musical life that I can live through, and it's a deep musical life separate from my own, and when it comes together, it's just I'm grateful for it.
It sure brings the music up as well. Emily Saliers and Amy Ray live with us from Atlanta, Georgia, the Indigo Girls. Please stand by. We're going to be right back. Let's go out with All the Way, Amy Saliers, a piece from the new album. Listeners, you can join us. What's your message back to the Indigo Girls? We're at 800-423-8255. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Have I learned all that I'm supposed to learn? No amount of flames say could save me from this day. The heat-seeking path of my trajectory. Didn't we coolly divest of predestination? Slamming into futures we can't see. And I know what can happen when there's more than meets the eye. But there's no way to avoid it. Just get in the car and drive. All the way I met you head on full speed. At the heart the blue flame burns. All the way I took the crash course impact. But have I learned all that I'm supposed to learn?
Support for On Point comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The construction site offering girls and boys of all ages blocks and building toys, both domestic and imported, at constructiontoys.com. And McGuire Associates, committed to helping educational institutions achieve strategic success with insightful research and creative consulting. McGuireASSOC.com.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking with the Indigo Girls, Amy Ray and Emily Saliers. Here's Amy's Three County Highway from their new album, Despite Our Differences.
I drive a three county highway. And every one of them towns got a fireworks show. It's 4th of July and I'm just now getting home. Horizon, I can see them all unfold. It's been a warm winter and a cold spring. Everywhere I've been.
Amy Ray and Emily Saliers from Three County Highway from the new album Despite Our Differences. We're looking at their two decades and more of making music and politics and life. You can join us at 800-423-8255 with the Indigo Girls. Pam's calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, Pam, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Well, great. What do you hear?
Well, I just wanted to say that I was introduced to the Indigo Girls by my daughter and her friends about 10 or 12 years ago, and I've been an avid fan since then. Saw y'all at Lilith Fair in Atlanta a few years ago. And what I just wanted to say was I think the lyrics are just beautiful in your songs. They read like poems with the metaphors that you continually weave through your music. It's just wonderful.
And it keeps you coming back, Pam. You and your daughter still?
Oh, yes, yeah, still. In fact, she's in college in Ohio and called me and wants us to fly her home for the concert.
That's a pretty good thumbs
still
up.
Still paying, huh?
Right. Mom, you fly me home, please.
That's right.
Pam, thanks very much for that call. Let's get another from Medford, Massachusetts. Gamal. Hi, Gamal. You're on the air.
Howdy. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you. My wife and I have been together, almost 16 years now since high school, and the Indigo Girls was the very first album that we ever shared, something that we both had in our collections and we connected on. And it's been the soundtrack for our relationship, you know, through good and ill, in probably in the same way that Marvin Gaye was for my folks or the Beatles were for her folks.
And Gamal, what do you think it is? Is it the joy? Is it the toughness? Is it the protest? Is it the love, peace? What is it?
It's a little bit of everything. It's the love. It's the a lot of the toughness, a lot of the ups and downs of relationships, not just with each other, but with different people in our lives, are kind of mirrored in a lot of their songs. And then the politics, I mean, that's something that we've always agreed on. So it's been wonderful sharing that with them.
Gamal, thanks for your call as well. And let me get one more before we turn back to Emily and Amy from Nashville. Carol's on the line. Hi, Carol. You're on the air.
Hi. It's certainly an honor to be on the air with the girls, and I just want to thank you for all the music. I'd like to echo a little bit of what the last caller has said as well. My husband and I courted through all of your music, and all the way from, you know, the first one's Closer to Fine, everything. And the lyrics basically have spoken to us in our relationship. I know I share a different lifestyle than you guys, but I saw completely beyond that, and it spoke so much to my husband and I as we defined our relationships together. And like your last caller, through both the ups and the downs and, you know, the love relationship and relationships with even other people in our lives. So I just want to thank you and continue to be a fan, and thanks for all the gorgeous music and the harmony that's just to die for.
Mm-hmm. Carol, thanks very much for that. Emily, Amy, you're keeping a lot of relationships going out there, it sounds like.
It feels, you know, it just feels so good to have people talk about relationships on the level of just of being a relationship and not a question of what kind of lifestyle it is or, you know, or whether you're gay or straight, because we always hoped that our songs would transcend that, you know, and just be about love, and whether it's a husband and wife or two people of the same sex or a mother and a daughter or friends or just or your relationship to the world. And I think all of it just feels really nice to have people talk about that in context of our music, because that is what's most important to us, I think.
Sounds like it's working. I wanted to ask you on this differences part, given how long you've been together and given in so many of the lyrics of the songs on the new album, Despite Our Differences, there is a very knowing take on long-term relationships here. I know you all have had plenty, you know, yours outside this musical partnership. And that comes through, that kind of mature understanding of long-term relationships. And I wanted to ask about the differences that you have with each other. Emily, you started speaking to them, and I was, you know, hearing them and reading them in the lyrics and in the sound here. I mean, Amy, as you say, the lower voice, kind of the tough one, a little darker, a little more earthy. Emily, the kind of ethereal, sort of, I don't know, airy, transcendent. You put it in terms of punk and groove and pop. But are there ever times over all those years when you don't want to sing with one another? When it's, you know, you look at each other and say, oh, you're just too different. I can't jump into that harmony again.
No, I don't. Not for me.
Well, I mean, you did solo records that were an expression of something you felt we couldn't do together. And
Amy Stagg and Prom 2001, 2005.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I definitely did solo work, but it wasn't an exclusion for to Indigo Girls. It's like I never, there was never like a, I don't want to sing with the Indigo Girls. I want to do solo stuff. For me, it's like I always want to do everything. That's the problem.
You don't look at, you don't look Amy at Emily and say, "Oh, you know, that's just you've got dirt and dead ends here, Amy." And Emily's got, you know, it almost inevitably becomes kind of ethereal. You don't look at that and say, "Oh, that's just too sweet. I just can't do it again."
No, it just it's like you know, like Emily was saying, it gives us a chance to experience something that we don't typically write ourselves. And the other thing is, we, you know, we've influenced each other's music over the years too, which is the other great thing is, you know, like Emily will have some chord changes that would never be in my vocabulary in a million years, half of it just because I'm not technically there, but I might watch her play that and experiment myself with it. So it's, you know, we just, it is really boring to be in a, I think, to be in a group with people that are just exactly like you are. I mean, it just doesn't, for me, I would just lose interest, I think.
Emily, let me ask you, your lyrics, and maybe your sound, to my ear, often carry a kind of, there's a religious inspiration, even if it's not in the lyrics. And I know you're ambivalent about religion, or quoted that way. Your dad, a Methodist minister at Emory University's theology school, teaching music there, and you and he have written together and performed together. I read about you all singing "Let Us Break Bread Together on Our Knees" before Methodist women not so long ago. That was a song I loved from childhood. How do you see, though you've walked away in some degree, how do you see the influence of religion in your musical inspiration, impulses?
Well, there's no doubt that it's informed it. You know, we grew up in a family that we, you know, we went to church, but we'd come home from church and have very open discussions questioning religion and questioning the world. You know, I don't have ambivalence about faith and the power of faith and how it can move people and create civil rights movements and fuel them and all that. I have ambivalence about the institutions that tear apart the true messages of the faith. So I've worked my way through that, and I'm sort of a religious mutt. But, you know, first and foremost, the Bible, just as a work of writing in its beauty and its mythic imagery, was a great source to draw from, you know, when I was writing songs early on. And then beyond that, just I'm really more of a mystic than anything else. I believe in mystical forces at work in life, and that we're all connected on this intricate web that we can't even articulate with our lack of language. And so I think that that mysticism, which came out of my religious background, has informed my writing very deeply, you know, because these are some of the themes that I explore. And I think that life is amazing and difficult and challenging, but at its core, beautiful and with so much to offer us all.
And Amy Ray, you've got Dirt and Dead Ends, Meth Labs, and Down and Out Silly Men on here. Do you resonate with Emily's mystical streak, or are you bringing another strand in here?
I think certainly something that has bonded us together is we were both raised in the Methodist Church. I was raised in a very Southern Methodist church. And so I'm sort of like a pagan that has a relationship with Jesus, because you sort of never get it out of your system, I think. And I have so much respect for religion when it's practiced in an open and faithful way. And I was a religion major in college, so I certainly resonate with that. But I am very much more, for me now, I'm much more about nature and worship in a more open kind of world way, in that way. But I'm a Southerner, so, you know, that's part of my activism is my spirituality. It just blends together in that way. I wouldn't say I'm a very secular person.
Let's take another call from South Carolina, Orangeburg. Eric is on the line. Hi, Eric, you're on the air.
Hi there, guys. Hello?
Hi, yeah,
hi.
We're right with you. We're all here.
We're listening.
Okay, I've heard that name, Indigo Girls, and I've heard the music, and I've listened to you. I'm going to have to go out and get a CD. I just want to throw something at you guys. The conservative backlash by what happened with the Dixie Chicks and you guys being Southerners, do you see a more progressive movement growing out of what you're doing and what the Dixie Chicks doing? And are you and the Dixie Chicks, do y'all communicate? But do you see a more progressive swing coming in the South?
Great questions, Eric. Emily, Amy.
I do. Thanks for asking that question. I think what happened with the Dixie Chicks was indicative of a very diseased state of affairs in this country, you know, like witch burnings and back to the McCarthy era and all that stuff was very frightening to me. We know the Dixie Chicks. They're wonderful women. They have a lot of integrity. They're great musicians. To have them suffer that personally was hard to watch. But I think in the end, their message and sticking to their message and not really backing down. And then you have people who are going out and buying their records en masse just as a show of support, which is a backlash against the backlash, which is great because that's progressive. And I think the South gets a bad rap. I mean, there are parts of the country, all over the country, that are as conservative as the most conservative parts of the South. But we also are the home of the civil rights movement and great leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. and Jimmy Carter and John Lewis, congressman from Georgia, Cynthia McKinney, who lost her seat, but she'll be back. These are very progressive, clearly spoken people, faith-driven, and that's the South that I know.
Eric, thanks for that call.
I live in a really small town, and we're real different from each other, but we come together on certain issues, and I've seen the change. I've seen people that are, you know, may not agree about everything, but they've come together and said, you know, we've had enough of this, and our economy's bad, and our minimum wage is too low, and we can barely get by, and we need a change. And I think that people are starting to see that, you know, things like race and sexuality and class differences, that needs to be done away with in this, and just think about the humanity and the human being as being more important than a corporation.
Can we get one more for you? Closer to Fine, we hear the political message. I'm sure people listen for the classic to Amy, Emily.
Yeah. Okay, here
Let's
we go.
Let's do it.
To ready and
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. The best thing you've ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. 'Cause it's only life after all. Yep. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call it's hard to hear. I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sink it. And now I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. Yeah, well, there's more than one answer to these questions pointing me in a crooked line. The less I seek my source, the more thin it is. Closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. I went to see the doctor of philosophy, the poster of Rasputin and a beard down to his knee. He never did marry. We'll see a B-grade movie. He graded my performance and he said he could see through me. So I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. I got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. Yeah, well, there's more than one answer to these questions pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source, the softer it is. Closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find. At 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. And then I woke up with a headache like my head against a board. I was twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. Yeah, we go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, and we look
to the children. When we drink from the fountain, yeah, we go to the Bible and we go through the workout. We read up for revival and we stand up for the lookout. And there's more than one answer to all these questions, and they just keep pointing me in a crooked line. The less I seek my source, the more sin it is. Closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah.
Emily Saliers and Amy Ray from their new album, Despite Our Differences, the Indigo Girls. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tom.
It.
Wonderful. Good luck with your tour. Good luck with the album, Despite Our Differences. We'll go out with Run from the Indigo Girls' new album. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR, National Public Radio.